Good morning and welcome to your technology briefing. I'm your host and it's Saturday, August 15th, 2026. Let's get right into it because it's been a genuinely wild 24 hours in cybersecurity, AI, and fintech. We start with a supply chain nightmare unfolding across the software world. A worm known as Shai-Hulud, in a variant researchers are calling Chaindrop, has infected 444 NPM packages that together account for a staggering 2 billion monthly downloads. What makes this one particularly nasty is how it hides. Rather than tampering with source code commits, where reviewers might catch it, the worm rides in through tarballs, the compressed package files themselves, and only springs to life when a developer opens an infected branch in tools like VS Code or Claude Code. Once active, it goes hunting for NPM tokens, cloud credentials, and anything sitting in environment variables or memory, then uses those stolen keys to rebuild and repoison even more packages, spreading itself further down the chain. Security teams across the industry are scrambling to audit dependencies this weekend, and honestly, this could be one of the largest JavaScript ecosystem compromises we've seen. Speaking of compromises, the Russia-linked Klopp ransomware group has claimed a separate massive campaign exploiting a zero-day vulnerability in PTC's WinChill and FlexPLM software to breach roughly 43 to 50 organizations, including household names like Shell, GE, and Philips. Shell has confirmed it's investigating what it's calling a potential incident, and Klopp is claiming to have exfiltrated dozens of gigabytes of internal data. It's a stark reminder that industrial software supply chains are just as vulnerable as the open-source ones. And unfortunately, the bad news keeps rolling in. In Poland, hackers claim to have breached the MyDR medical platform, exposing health records for as many as 18 to 19 million citizens, including reportedly government officials. We're talking multiple terabytes of sensitive medical data now potentially in criminal hands. Let's pivot to some brighter, if equally dramatic, news. Stripe and Advent International are reportedly back at the negotiating table with PayPal after their initial $6,450 per share, $53 billion offer was rejected as too low. A combined Stripe-PayPal entity would process an eye-watering $3.7 trillion annually, but expect serious antitrust scrutiny given the overlap between merchant processing and consumer payments through Venmo. Meanwhile, the AI arms race shows no signs of slowing. Anthropic reported second quarter revenue surging past $11.5 billion, and OpenAI announced its enterprise revenue has now overtaken its consumer ChatGPT business, hitting $40 billion in annualized recurring revenue well ahead of schedule, though that growth comes amid reports of internal leadership turbulence as Sam Altman pushes toward an IPO. On the product side, OpenAI unveiled an ultra-fast mode that speeds up its GPT 5.6 Sol model 14-fold, while Samsung revealed it's using Anthropic's Claude to slash chip verification time from a full month down to just 2 days. And finally, a story worth sitting with. Researchers published work in Science this month showing an AI model designed 16 fully functional bacteriophage viruses from scratch, validated under electron microscopy. It's a milestone for medicine. But it's also opened a serious new conversation about biosecurity. That's your briefing for August 15th. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe out there, and we'll catch you next time.